Welcome to the Tita Project, a podcast with Din and Tita K, where we talk about the curiosities and concerns of the titas of today. This is where we figure things out one chica at a time. Let's more than just survive, let's thrive. Don't forget to share us with your friends.
Hello everyone, I'm Tin.
I'm Tita K. Today, let's talk about the art of letting go. The concept of sayang and how we can attract the good and thrive in an imperfect life when we relax our hold on what's familiar. When Tin came across Sherry Altea's post on Facebook about how sayang is a term of endearment in Singapore but refers to wastefulness in the Philippines, it got us thinking about life and how our worldview shapes our lives. In her post, Sherry talks about her mentor who taught her that holding on too tightly to stuff and withholding things creates stagnant energy in one's life. How to never withhold the good from others, be it a kind word, your time, or settling payment for a debt. And to give must be without fear of having less and without expecting anything in return other than the intention to share the good. So much wisdom that not only applies to stuff, but also relationships, our health, and total well-being. Yes! Let's go and share the good, MFO.
Game, let's start.
Yes, eto na. Our guest today is Sherry Altea. She is an artist who was based in Singapore for 12 years and relocated to Manila in November 2022. As an independent artist who has had no gallery representation throughout her career, her vibrant maximalist artworks have found forever homes across the globe in places like New York, Pittsburgh, Arizona, Texas, Singapore, Koh Samui, Manila, Hong Kong, New Zealand, Vancouver, Atherton, Sydney, Bath, and Bahrain. She weathered her cancer journey and the death of her marriage and soldiered through her creative process despite the uncertainties and curveballs thrown her way. Thanks to the power of social media and the internet, strangers from all over have taken a chance on her work and continue to empower her career one painting at a time. That said, she is a beacon of hope for women who are looking to reclaim and rebuild their lives through the health and relationship challenges that we are faced with and, we believe, built to overcome. Welcome to the podcast, Sherry! Woohoo! Eto na!
Ayan na! Hi! Good evening, guys! Thanks for having me. This is super fun.
Thank you for joining us. So, we always start our podcast with an origin story. Can you tell us how you got into art and your path, discovering and nurturing your own creative process?
I mean, it's pretty straightforward. It's something that I've always done as a kid. It came naturally, so it was quite effortless. But I guess I come from the generation where being an artist was discouraged. Like, art during our time was just meant to be a hobby. It's not encouraged as a profession. So I had faced challenges during my time. So parang it became like a creative block for me. So parang it took years for me to turn it into a profession. Parang when I was still living here in Manila, it was like sometimes I do art, sometimes I don't. So parang it's like one foot in, one foot out. It was only when I moved to Singapore that I decided, okay, drop all my other side gigs and just focus on that. So, I mean, I won't try to drag the story too long now, but I had my first exhibit when I was 40. So I was quite a late bloomer in terms of being a professional artist. So it was only when I committed to the art, to my craft, that things started, you know, to cascade into my profession right now, to my career. So,
oh, yay for you. Oh my goodness. Commitment talaga, no? That is what the universe wants from you.
Yeah.
Oo nga, that was my takeaway from
you
that.
You must commit.
Yeah. Kasi I used to be like madaming side gigs. I would do this, I would do that. So parang, I think your attention, you know, gets excited.
Energy flows where your attention goes. Oh my gosh, there is truth to that.
Goosebumps.
So medyo nakakatakot lang to commit to art because it's not like you sell a bar of soap na people need all the time, diba? So it's not, I wouldn't encourage it yet for people who don't feel like financially secure, alam mo yon. So parang it's something that's calculated for me. Like it's planned out. I had my back up before. So parang it was a career na, how should I say? Because before I became an artist, I wasn't an artist. I did other things. So I think parang that helped me become the artist I am today. Kasi that level of professionalism, I learned from my past jobs, from my past work.
Parang it happened at the right time and you felt ready for it. And I like that you're like, wait, I wouldn't advise this to the people in college or to the
parang I would always advise people to get a 9-to-5 job para hindi ikaw yung boss. Kasi parang for me, if you go from college and then straight to being an artist, you'll never know the feeling of being wrong. You need to be told you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Or you need to be shown how to do certain things, what's acceptable, what is not, how to be time sensitive. Kasi parang if you go straight from school to being an artist, I feel I wouldn't be the kind of artist I am today. Kasi I wouldn't have learned.
I like that. Yeah, that's great advice from Tita Sherry. You need to be wrong. You need to be like...
Yeah, the discipline.
You need to make mistakes. Mm. You need to fail first and fail fast so that you learn.
Yeah.
And it's like kind of like a journey into getting to know yourself better as well.
Mm.
Yeah. And there's so much... There is a lot to learn out there. So it's a matter of making all those things work for you. So parang as Carol said, di ba, parang it's the right time to be an artist after everything I've done. So everything I've done, all the jobs I did, parang it played a huge factor in how I do things today. Like as a professional artist, I don't just paint. I have to market myself. I have to help clients. You have to know how to discuss money. A lot of artists are very squeamish about it. Like they cannot talk about it. Like, nahihiya sila to price their work. For me, if nahihiya ka mag-price ng work, parang how do you expect people to pay you properly? So, I wouldn't be that way had I not learned from my past bosses, diba? From my past mentors.
That is such an important life skill, negotiation and talking about money. And it's like not very instilled in our Filipino culture. There's always that hiya around the discussion of money.
Right. And I think, you know, if you want to be a professional artist, I feel, in my opinion, that is something you have to be comfortable about. And it's something you need to declare when a client asks you, how much is this and that? Answer it confidently, not as a question. Alam mo, some people, when you ask them their price, yung tone of voice, it's like they're asking the question when they do their price. So I feel it attracts the wrong energy. Kasi... to a client, it sounds like you're not sure. Parang sigurado ka ba yan yung price?
Yeah.
Ito yung price.
Yeah, you have to be comfortable and confident to say, ito yung price. Yeah.
Yeah. And you build confidence with experience and
with age. I think with age.
And with,
you know, it comes with age.
With age.
Yeah, the confidence comes with
this
that.
Is my price, yes.
So for the next question, pwedeng mag-no if you don't want to answer any part of it or if you want to just, go through it. So you went through a major tower moment in the last few years with your marriage ending and then moving back to chaotic Manila from a very organized Singapore. We can imagine it was difficult to let go of all that is familiar. How did you find the strength to walk away and start all over?
You know, I can't answer that. I don't know how. I can't tell you how, but I just did. So 2018 was a painful year for me because that was the year that we decided to separate and walk our separate ways. And it was also the same year I got diagnosed. So it was like, oh my God. It's like the whole year was like a haze, like just going through a haze. And when you really think about it, for me, the best way for me to describe it is that whole 2018 was a year of death. It was the death of the reality I knew. Parang the life as I knew it just died twice. So, mm-hmm. like with marriage, parang your identity is tied so much to being a wife, right? Like, you become the missus of someone. Parang now that that's gone, suddenly parang you're thrust into this uncertainty na parang, what do I do now? Who I am? Parang it's existential. Parang, who am I? You know, suddenly parang, you know, I can't even describe how I did it. So parang with cancer naman, I used to be the kind of person who likes to plan things. That, oh, after 5 years, dapat, this is what I've achieved. I should have this. I should whatever. The moment the doctor declared my diagnosis, all those plans just flew out the window. Because suddenly I realized I don't know anything. Like, I don't know if I'll be alive in 5 years. Diba? So the reality I knew in 2018 just died. So how did I do it? You know, I always credit that to a miracle. The fact that I was able to sleep every night. Like, I did not lose sleep. For me, that in itself was a miracle. Because I know a lot of cancer survivors, a lot of cancer patients do go through insomnia. And for me, not once did I lose a night of sleep. And I'm always grateful for that. I think the biggest factor that helped me go through that was the complete surrender. The fact that, alam mo yon, parang, I know some friends who go through cancer and they're like, I'm gonna fight this. I'm gonna, you know, kaya natin. Hmm. I was like that. I was just like, oh my God, let's just do this. Bahala. Like, literally, bahala na. Because I don't know if I was gonna recover. No one really knew, right? So parang, I think that whole surrender na parang, if I heal, if I don't heal, then so be it. Mm-mm. And I think the moment you make peace with your mortality, everything gets put into perspective. Parang everything is just fluff. Alam mo yon? Parang just I stopped sweating the small stuff after that. Mm-hmm. So I think that helped. That whole this it is what it is. So you make peace with the it is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's nothing personal. Like, getting cancer for me, I realized was just a statistic because I did everything right. I ate well, I exercised, I didn't drink much, but I still got sick. And parang, ganun eh. So, malas na lang talaga. So, at the end of the day, it's nothing personal. I'm just part of the statistic. Yeah. And I think that also helped me move forward. It's like, it is what it is.
Oh my God, that's so powerful. My girl is standing. Wow, amazing. When you surrender, and you know that you are just a speck,
and not fight, diba? Right? Because fighting takes up so much energy.
Because I do like a level of control. I like planning everything. I like neat little packages, like all my drawers have all these organizers. I like things planned out. And I learned how to unplan my life after that. Parang, di ba, when you get married, no one plans to be, oh, in 15 years, I'm gonna leave my marriage. Wala namang nagkaganon. Wala namang kasi kakasal na may plans of leaving the marriage. So parang, my reality in my head and in actuality really had to, it was a pivotal moment. Like, I really had to pivot my entire mentality, my set of emotions, and to find my sense of self again. So parang kanina with Tin, we were having this chat earlier in a separate group chat, no? Mm-mm. And I said, the moment, I panicked briefly when we decided to go our separate ways in the marriage. There was a brief moment of panic. Oh my God, what am I gonna do? And I realized, I was okay naman 13 years prior to that. I was self-sufficient. I had a job. I was doing everything myself. And then it became a conscious effort na, teka muna, nagawa ko naman to before eh. So I had to consciously remind myself that I've done it before and I should just learn to do it again. So I'm in the process of remembering how to do that.
It's like your life is a process of learning and then unlearning and then rediscovering and going back the self. It's so powerful. Oh my gosh. My hair's standing.
Ganda.
It's easier said than done, but it's a
very It is definitely, totally.
Yes. It's very uncomfortable. I hate change. I really, really hate change.
Yeah.
I love being predictable. And, you know, 2018, oh my God, big learning experience. So, yeah. So I learned how to live with complete uncertainty. My whole life to this point is just uncertain. Parang in the back of my mind, even if I'm on remission, there's always that little voice in my head about, oh my God, what if it comes back? But then again, diba? But I try to not let it consume me. But I have to be honest that it is always at the back of my mind.
Right. It is excruciating and it is easier said than done. And it like it grates at the core of your existence. Like change, uncertainty.
Yes, absolutely. Super.
But it is what it is. Surrender to the...
Diba? It sounds very pragmatic. Pero that's what it is. Kasi if you're always asking, bakit ganito? Why is it like this? Like, one, God is not gonna come down and talk to you, right? There's no big booming voice coming from the clouds. So we'll never know the answers of the why. For me, that's how I feel. But for me, it is what it is. That's life.
Did you sort of give yourself a why? You know how some people, they need a why. They need to have a reason and whatever to explain the major thing that has happened in their lives. They need like an explanation. Are you okay with knowing just it is what it is?
Well, with cancer, you know, Shepard, the answer of the doctor will be it's a mutation of the gene. I mean, that's what it is.
The scientific.
So, I mean, that's the fact. With the death of a marriage, there has to be a why. So parang I had to also acknowledge my misgivings. So I had to learn from that as well so that I don't repeat it next time around. So I did have to deal with the why.
Would you say like your art also and learning to let go a big part or instrumental to your healing process? Because I feel it is, yeah.
I think so. One, physically, it helped me heal because I was forced to move my arms. What people don't know about breast cancer, no, when you get a double mastectomy, the immediate effect of that is you lose all power to your arms. Mm. You can't move it. You can't even brush your teeth. You can't brush your hair. You can't lift it above, like, from where your hips are. It's very difficult. So that took a full year to recover. So parang the painting forced me to move my arms. So at the same time, it also gave me a goal, like a reason to wake up, you know, something to look forward to. Of course, I did not paint immediately. Siguro parang from the time of the surgery, it took me like a little over a month before I started painting again. And that's because I made a commitment. That was like a commissioned work. So of course, my client is saying, ano ko ba? You have to heal first. But parang sabi ko, no. I'll do it. Para it gives me this tangible, it's a tangible goal. Kasi I did go, the recovery, how should I say? This is one thing that a lot of people don't know. There's just PTSD. Like, sometimes I'm just like sitting on the couch watching Friends. I was watching Friends and I'm just there. But suddenly I'll feel tremors. I started trembling. Like my feet, my arms, parang I feel this overwhelming physical sense of dread. And I start to ache. And I realized that's the PTSD. The anxiety would just hit me out of nowhere. And I had to heal from that. And I had a friend who I would contact in moments like that, you know. And parang I messaged her one night and I said, can I talk to you because I'm suddenly scared. And parang, you know, there's something I learned from her. Every time I would call her, she would always advise me the same line. She would always be, Cherie, look at the clock. What time is it? 10:45. Oh, in less than 2 hours, Cherie, it's going to be a new day. And you know what? That line, for some reason, was very soothing to me. The fact that my goal was just to make it to the next day. So unlike my old self, kailangan, magawa ko to by this age, ganyan, in 5 years, I should be able to have done this. Suddenly, my goal was really just to wake up healthy the next day. And for me, that was enough. And to this day, parang that's what makes me happy. Parang, yay, I wake up and no bad news. And I'm always grateful for that.
Gratitude, no? Shifts your perspective talaga.
It does. So parang, I learned to celebrate the small wins. You know, because of that, the small things, I started celebrating it.
I'm all for that. I'm a big celebrator of everything little. However, if there is a big celebration, I'm out of it. Count me out.
Pag madami na masyadong tao.
There's too many people. I'm out of here. So you have a workshop coming up on March 2 in Art Caravan for grown-ups who want to paint but think they can't. We love the title because that's so true nga. Why do you think pursuing something creative is so intimidating, especially for adults?
Oh, because I think we've had like past experiences like in our childhood, in class. You know, like some people, like parang napintasan lang and got over it. Or sometimes teachers are at fault without knowing it by simply comparing. Parang, oh, so, guys, look at so-and-so's work. And then suddenly when you compare your work to this so-and-so person, a lot of people get insecure kasi, ay, why is my art not as good as this person? So that can have lasting effects. And we were all students once, and we know how it feels, let's say, to be compared to another student. And for others, it became very crippling. Because suddenly there's a feeling that they're not good enough. Like, my art, my face doesn't look like a face, or my tree has too many colors, so it's not a tree. But for me, that is valid. If that's your version of a tree, then so be it. Mm-hmm. So I feel because of all the rules sometimes, like they put in class, like how to draw certain things, it discouraged a lot of people in the past. Like how should I say, their freedom to express was curtailed, like it was clipped from the beginning. So parang niyan, so ang effect niyan is parang they think we cannot draw. But in actuality, I think as kids, that's what we learn how to do first before we even learn to write our names. We would scribble on the wall, lines, whatever. And for me, that's enough, the fact that you're making. So parang my workshop is actually very simple. I'm not teaching any rules. I don't have any templates. The goal of the class is really just to get people to move and create. Because I have two friends who reached out and they're signing up for the class. And you know, they said, "Sheree, I'm scared." Like, the message was, "I'm scared. What are you scared of? I've never drawn anything in my life. I couldn't, the class is perfect." And sabi ko, we're not making any masterpiece there. I can't make a masterpiece. And I do art for a living. So parang, the goal is to just move, to create, make a mess, and have fun, and to find the joy in the process. I go, no one is grieving anyone. No one's telling anything. So, to just, diba, parang like as children, magkalat ka lang, mag-drawing ka dyan with the crayons and scribble everything on the wall. It was so much fun. And I think we need to rekindle that, just the freedom, and that all kinds of art is valid. Like, whether you color outside the lines, you know, whether crooked yung mukha. Diba? So, all that is your art. That's yours. So, I just... I'm just there to remind people to find joy in that. Yan lang. It's so simple.
Parang lahat ng words na sinasabi ni Sheree, parang magic. Parang gusto ko isulat lahat ng mga words niya. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And it's true.
Buti na lang na-capture natin here.
Yeah, I'm so...
Yung pala hindi na-record.
Oh my God, me too! Oh my gosh, no! No, no, no! I will forbid it, universe. No, you cannot take this. Cannot take this from us. Or they will have a part two. No, wait. Okay, so rewind. You're right. That's true. Art is, art as children is more of draw this box, turn it into a house, draw this tree, and these are the leaves. Yes. Instead of as a means of self-expression, and initially art was like playing with paint and like seeing how the cray pass would react on sandpaper. Yes. Diba? Parang that was such a trip.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's it. Parang I just want to remind the grown-ups, that they were once that person mm-hmm. who enjoyed that.
And there's mm-hmm. also something very meditative and healing, I guess, when you work with your hands, when you touch yes. different textures, and then you see art being produced. Hassel, siguro, if you're in grade school, tapos seatmate mo si Sherry, no? Ay, sige na nga, insecure na nga.
No, actually, no. If you look at my art, it's as lopsided as ever. When you actually look at my paintings, they're actually not symmetrical. They're very crooked. Siguro parang it's just distracting because there's so many details, but it's not a like when people ask, can you make a portrait of me? And I'd always tell them, if I make a portrait of you, it's not gonna look like you. So even if as a student, my art was never like, how should I describe? It's not perfect.
Realistic.
Like I cannot make a proportionately correct looking human. Parang it's all lopsided. I'm a malaki na arm. Really, I can't even draw hands and feet. So trust me, you're safe to sit beside me. We're just gonna be, we're just gonna be messy together. I think the only difference between me and the next person beside me is I just chose to make a living out of it.
That's awesome.
And I'm sure there are a lot more people out there who are skilled, better skilled than me. They can make these beautiful portraits. They can make a proper perspective of a house. I cannot do that. Honestly, I can't. Even if I try, I really can't.
Yeah, and I remember, diba, we had this conversation in a previous episode that you don't even have to be good at it. Diba? Just the fact that you're doing it is already good enough.
Yeah, I agree with that. The fact that you tried and the fact that you're actually moving.
Enjoying the process, diba?
Yeah. Again, easier said than done because yes. parang just the energy to pick up the crayon. There's so much letting go of like past fears. Ayoko pakita yung work ko. Parang, di ba mo yung pakita? There's no rule na I'm asking you to show it.
You have
it
to show. Yeah.
Or parang, I don't want to post it. Oh, bakit? Sinabi ko ba i-post mo on Instagram? No, di ba? Parang, no. What are all these like preconceived notions that you have to share to the world? No, that's yours. Keep the journal for yourself. Look at it. No one has to know. But you will see good. And you will see na parang, oh my God, na-consume ko na lahat ng pages ng journal. And that in itself is satisfying. Kung nakaubos ka, di ba? Parang, yes.
For sure.
Time to buy a new notebook. Time to buy a new journal.
Exactly. No, it's very satisfying. Pag naubos mo yung pages, parang, kahit na kung ano-ano pinagagawa mo doon, parang, yay, I did something. I did a thing.
I did a thing. I like that. I did a thing.
And you committed. You committed to that journal, to that diary, to that journal, that sketchpad na kompleto mo. And I think that's very satisfying.
So, speaking of filling up a journal at hindi siya na sayang, let's circle back to sayang, which actually was what prompted me, diba, to ask you to be our guest today. Because I remember years back, we were chatting about how you had to pack for the move and then you had to let go of a lot of things. How were you able to leave or give away all these things without thinking they are sayang?
Oh, wow. I'm of the mentality kasi na I don't want things to be sayang in the sense that I don't want it to fester. Ayoko siyang mabulok. Because if I brought home all my furniture, one, it's gonna cost me a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And two, ako siya ilalagay. Kasi the configuration and the design of my current abode is so different from the one I was in Singapore. Mm-hmm. So parang, I'll give you a concrete example. I had a big coffee table. When I say big, those like big square, I don't know what it's called, opium table, I think? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Low oriental table. Malaki siya. Para siyang 4x4 feet.
Yes.
So, that cannot fit in the configuration of my apartment now. Kasi my apartment now is pahaba. Whereas before, my apartment was on the wide, it was configured wide versus narrow. So, that in itself, I couldn't bring it home. So, it really wasn't practical. And I guess I'm really quite pragmatic. Na parang, my mentality is, I want people to use my stuff while it's in good condition. Like, in pristine condition. So I really did have to sell it. Even if that table had a story. It was handed down by a friend. Her kids grew up around it. That table also had my guests around it. And luckily, I found a buyer who loved it for the imperfections. She was looking for a table like that and finding a way to make it look old.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. So when she saw the table, eh, wala, my table had no scratches, but you know, it's well-loved. Alam mo yun, parang hindi siya shiny, you know. And she goes, it is exactly what I've been looking for. And that was enough for me na parang, these are people I know who will love it as much as I did. Even my plants that I cared for, like, so nicely, people were so happy to buy it. Like, I know that these are people who will care for it. Like, they were asking for instructions. So, how did I do? Literally, one item at a time. I literally had to make peace with disposing some books na. Like, in Singapore, the humidity is so high. So, some books were parang, what's the word? Parang it became so brown already. The pages were brown and crispy. Mm-mm. So it was useless. I couldn't even donate it to libraries kasi if they touch it, it's gonna just crumble and break.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Yeah. So again, diba, parang no choice. I have to dispose of that. So it's really one item at a time. And just the mentality na the sayang is not in the letting go, but it's sayang if no one uses it for what it's meant to be for.
Yeah.
Diba? Parang, what's the point of bringing the table if I'm just gonna pay for storage for it? Parang, it loses its purpose. Tapos, pag iniwan mo sometimes na matagal, baka mag, you know, it might have termites or something. So, why do I want that? That for me is sayang. The fact that it's just sitting there, you know, festering and gathering dust and God knows, like mold or something, that is sayang. So even if you hold on to it, it doesn't serve its purpose, then that's it. It's gone. The purpose of that is gone.
Right, right.
Sabi nga ni Brad Pitt sa Fight Club, the things you own end up owning you.
Yeah. And it's really a mindset shift, no? Yung sayang na if you keep it lang. And yeah, masasayang siya because it's not being used. It just ages without, diba, anyone appreciating it. Then yes, that is sayang versus keeping it kasi sayang. Diba? It's a mindset shift eh.
Or, ito pa yung classic, huwag mo ipamigayan sayang. Ang mahal. Parang, hindi mo pwedeng ipamigay kasi mahal. Pero hindi mo naman ginagamit. So, parang for me, that is the ultimate sayang. Parang, why not let someone else enjoy it? Kasi hindi mo rin naman ginagamit.
Yes.
So, for example, I know someone with shoes. Parang hindi na niya ginagamit yung shoes. Ay, sayang, mahal eh. Pero, it's been years since that person used those shoes. And when you think about it, shoes can become like very, it will, what happens to the rubber? It becomes so brittle.
Yes, it will crumble. Yeah.
Crumble, and then the leather will, I don't know, it will crack or get moldy. Diba? So, again, by the time you want to give it to someone, it's already in a very undignified condition.
Mm-mm. Correct.
So, parang in itself, just being able to let go of things, for me, my mentality is not that I'm losing anything. I'm just passing on the joy. I know someone else will enjoy it.
Yeah. Passing on the
journey. Yeah, if you shift that mentality na hindi to nawawala sa akin, I'm just passing it along to someone who will give it a fresh life.
Uh-oh.
You know, like breathe new life into it and will really enjoy it. I think that suppose maybe it's worth noting here in the podcast, no? The story of the chess set. You read that in the post.
Yes, yes.
I was disposing of stuff and I had this chess set that I never used, and I don't think I was ever going to use, and it's in pristine condition. I've never even opened the box. So I put it in a Facebook page where you give things out. Tapos someone got it, and the guy was so happy. He kept taking pictures of from different angles, and he was sending it to me, and he said, you know, it looks so fancy. I want to drink expensive scotch with it if I can. But parang he kept sending me messages with photos in his home, in a very simple home. And he was just so grateful. He said, I've been dreaming of owning this kind of chess set. And to me, it's just been in the highest part of the shelf all those years. I never touched it. And for me, that was sayang kasi no one's playing it. So now that I gave this precious chess set, beautiful chess set, I know that someone is going to play it. And that's what it's meant to be for. And knowing that someone is explicitly happy, yeah, that's a game changer for me.
Right, right. And you
brought joy.
You allow the chess set to fulfill its sacred duty of
yeah, and after so many years, because that's almost 10 years in the shelf. It was just there, in a cling wrap, you know. And then by the time I got the boxing, the cling wrap is already so brittle. It's so dry. It's not even stretchy anymore. It's that old, yeah. So you know, so I got, it has to go and. There, so it went to the rightful and happy forever home for the chess set.
I love that, yeah.
Such a simple thing that it was just there. It actually brings joy to some other person in some corner of the city or the world. And it cost you nothing.
I like what you said about I'm not losing anything. I am passing on the joy. So may we all be vessels of joy and pass.
Yes!
Let the joy pass through us.
Amen to that.
And that line you shared from your mentor, to give without fear of having less and without expecting anything in return other than the intention to share the good, is really what having an abundance mindset is all about. Do you think this is something that we can cultivate? And if so, how do we begin?
I think this it's like a muscle. I think this kind of mentality is like a mental and spiritual muscle. It really takes practice. Kasi parang it's so easy to feel sad when you let go of something. It's so easy to feel that sense of lack. Na parang, oh my God, parang I need to give it away, but this is my favorite shirt. Alam mo yung parang, it really, kasi I think for me, my advantage is I've been living in small spaces all my life. So I'm forced to dispose of things. So, but at the same time, not everyone in my household is like me. I think it's really my personality na ayokong naiipon. Like, I don't like piles of useless paper in one corner. I like things to flow. I like my house to breathe. So for me, I think if your spirit can breathe, it makes room for good things. And you create a nice little vessel in your body and in your mind for good things to come. Kasi parang if you hold on to something, parang siyang ano, you're creating a knot. Mm-hmm. Parang it's like a knot and it becomes so stuck. Diba? Parang kailangan hindi mabigat yung loob mo when you give something. So I also learned to feel that way when I pay my bills. So sometimes my electric bill here in Manila is quite high because I think in Singapore, part of the rates there were not as steep. Something about the rates are a bit different. So when I look at my electric bill here, I'm like, oh my God. So instead of resenting the bills I have to pay, you know what changed for me? It made a difference. Ah. Parang when I'm paying my bill, parang I'm paying my Meralco bill, I just shift my perspective na, instead of saying, oh my God, I need to pay my bill, the perspective is, oh my God, I can't pay my bill. So that small shift, it makes you realize that you are capable of paying your bills, which I think is a tremendous blessing.
Yes.
So I learned to just think that, na parang when I'm feeling forlorn about the piles of bills na I need to settle, ganun lang, parang, okay, cool. I have the freedom to actually settle it without an issue. Or just recently, I had a transaction which I had to pay for, which went through an agent. It was quite steep. It was substantial. And talagang I was kind of on the fence about it. And then I found out later on, and she was explicit about it in sharing with the group, that I was an answered prayer. It was an account she really needed.
Aww.
So again, instead of making this massive amount I have to pay leaving my bank account, you realize na parang in my head, okay, so this blessing that I've had will now bless someone else.
Bless another person.
So ganun na lang. Kasi what good will it do to me if I'm just like counting what I lost, diba? Kasi this just make me feel sad.
Right. A mindset shift. Right? Sige na nga, I'll be a blessing na nga to others. Sige na nga, sige na nga, the blessing won't go to me. I'll be a blessing na lang to you.
I have a friend of me kasi parang today, someone sent me food randomly. So parang I made a post on my stories on Facebook. Sabi ko, I think houses, there are certain houses that attract certain kinds of energy. So I think my house attracts food because I always have neighbors knocking on my door. Parang, hey, I have something for you. Ganyan, ganyan. I had a friend who sent something from the other side of the city who sent me tikoy today and I posted it. So sabi ko, I think my house attracts food.
Oh, yay.
And then yay, right? And then I had a friend who messaged me, sabi niya, that's because also food goes out of your house to other people. Tapos sabi niya, what if magbigay tayo ng money?
Pera din.
Sabi ko, try natin.
Try mo. Hey, universe, I'm seeing a pattern here. Let me try this money thing.
Prepare your envelopes.
Prepare the red envelopes.
Hindi lang red envelopes, Manila envelopes.
Duffel bags.
What is this operation? What's going on? Is this an illegal operation?
Challenging the universe. Pero natawa ako when she said this. Sabi ko, sabi niya, bigay kaya tayo ng money. Babalik kaya. Sabi ko, there's only one way to find out.
We must explore this option.
So, but before you send out those money bags, and before we end, out of the many, many words of wisdom you've shared with us today, what would be that one thing you'd want our listeners to remember from our discussion today?
I don't know if I can think of one singular. Pwede ba more than one?
Sure, go ahead.
I thought about this kanina, and parang quite succinctly, parang one, I think we need to learn to see blessings. We need to celebrate the small wins. Because sometimes we're so obsessed in these large goals, like milestones, that we forget to see the small blessings. Like in my case, to put things into context, I am always grateful for my neighbors. I didn't have this when I was living in Singapore. But here where I live, I don't feel alone. People are always like looking out for you. And like I said, there's always someone knocking on the door bringing food randomly. But oh, I have extra like this. And parang for me, it's so easy to overlook that. It's so easy to overlook that because it's so simple, it's so small. But every day, I experience that. And for me, it's a tremendous blessing. And that's something I celebrate all the time. So celebrate the small wins. Parang at the end of the day, literally, and I do this faithfully, ha? Like after I got sick, I learned and I practiced doing this. I count my blessings before I sleep. I literally do. Mm-hmm. So again, small things. Parang, yay, I can use my aircon. Or, wow, I got my recipe right today. Or, wow, my friend called me. You know, those things. So I always say thank you for that. Parang, thank you, I had a good conversation with my friend. Mm-hmm. Or, thank you, I made it to my appointment on time. Ganon. So parang, I know it sounds so mundane, but when people just remember to see that, it just changes the whole perspective on your life. Now, instead of focusing on the lack, you are reminded with all the wealth that's around you, intangible mm-hmm. as it is, but it is still wealth. It is the abundance that you're surrounded by good people.
Yes.
Or good people with good thoughts. And then, parang, what else? I think, okay, another thing. But finally, change sucks. We were talking about letting go and all that. There's no way to sugarcoat it. But change sucks.
Mm-mm.
And the only way to get over the change and to make peace with that is really to take it one day at a time. So in my case, my goal is just to make it to one sunrise at a time. And before you know it, you're strong enough to rebuild your life. And not in the sense that you're rebuilding a past glory. You're not trying to relive a past glory. You're rebuilding a new self. Kasi when people say, you know, just rebuild your life, parang it's like you're trying to capture that past glory. No, I think we need to make room in ourselves for our new selves, for new people, for new opportunities. And we become that vessel for the goodness that comes from other people as well. Finally, okay, you were asking about the move. It wasn't an easy decision. It was one of the most painful decisions I had to make. But at the same time, it was the one that gave me peace. Like, yeah, parang it was something that soothed me but it also made me sad. So sometimes not all right decisions make you happy.
Correct.
But it's the one that your spirit is at ease. And you know it's good for you and you do it. But it's painful. And like I said, it is what it is. Diba? So yeah, so change sucks and the right decisions sometimes don't feel good, but you take it one day at a time, one sunrise at a time. So no giant leaps of faith all the time. Sometimes all it needs is a nudge. You just nudge yourself forward. So I guess that's all. Parang that's all I can think of. Really, like instead of like big, massive, like you know, mind-boggling changes, it's really to just inch and nudge your way through life.
I love it. Sometimes it's a nudge, no? It doesn't have to be like a mind-blowing, life-changing, diba? Thing. It's like little nudges and little steps will take you to where you're meant to be.
That I think that's, you guys were asking me about the how. I think that's what it was. It's out of all these tiny micro steps that are not, you know, apparent. Help me get from point A to point B.
And then there was silence.
Ang ganda. Ang ganda.
Sherry, you know what? Thank you for your generosity in sharing your words, your experience, your wisdom. Thank you. This will surely help and enlighten and inspire titas all over. So I'm grateful for you. Thank you for this conversation. Thank you for making time for us.
And thank you for having me. I mean, I'm really happy to have this dialogue and to share this space, the three of us. It's very invigorating and very energizing. I needed this today, actually.
Thank you.
And where can people find you online? Yeah, yun yung mga ending questions. Where can people find you? Where can your hordes of fans find you? Of course, they know where to find you because they're your fans.
What? If only that were true. But they can reach me at The Jar of Salt. I'm on Instagram. My website is also www.jarofsalt.com. So again, my handle is The Jar of Salt. Kasi may jar of salt eh. I'm sure people click him randomly and he's probably wondering why are people clicking him, right? The Jar of Salt on Instagram. Yeah.
Okay, The Jar of Salt. Thank you so much, Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you so much, guys.
MFO.
Yes, Tita K.
Oh my gosh, that was such a great conversation. Ang dami-dami ko sinunat.
Ang dami.
Mga 8 pages long of notes and powerful words from The Jar of Salt.
The Jar of Salt. Diba, salt of the earth.
I can't even begin. What is my favorite part?
There's light of the world.
So much. I like that with the concept of sayang, when you shift your mindset into I'm sharing the joy. I'm passing it on along instead of holding on to a person, place, thing, or emotion. when you pass it along and then the other person enjoys the thing or the item, it gave the thing a new life.
New
it
life.
Gave the person joy. You are being a vessel for joy. Let joy pass through you. Diba? Be a blessing to others.
And you've also unburdened yourself of kalat.
Oh, that's your thing. That's your jam.
Yung talaga yung takeaway.
Me naman, my jam is super yung ano, yung parang be so aware of the good that is around you. The little things are, after all, the big things. I mean, you have your peak moments, your big events, your big travels, your big, what you call this, your big achievements, this and that. But your life is made up of all these little moments. And when you forget to acknowledge that and you forget to see that, and it's always the lofty goals that you're focusing on, parang, huh, you're missing out on the essence of life. So I'm a big believer in not sweating the small stuff. And really appreciating what you have. Hindi lang yun. Ito pa yung gusto ko. Gusto ko rin yung complete surrender. Although, you know, in yoga, diba, some yoga teachers are like, surrender into the pose.
Yeah.
Just surrender into the here and now. For some reason, I don't use that in my language. I don't know why. I never really bothered to figure it out. But when Sherry was talking about it, parang it was like, oh nga, no, it is a beautiful thing to surrender to the universe. It's not like you're giving up, right? Like, ayoko na, give up na ako, I quit. It's like, yes, bahala na. Diba nga in Siko Diwa, he talks about bahala na as, I lift it up to you.
Bahala.
Diba? Oh, I lift it up to you, O Lord. These problems I cannot carry on my own. So I lift it up to you. So when you surrender in that way, parang you relinquish your, what do you call it? The why
control.
Is happening to me.
The control.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And hindi lang yon. Ito pa yung gusto ko sinabi. To give without the fear of having less. So it is a muscle nga that you need to flex, to work.
Mm-mm.
I like things to flow. I like my space to breathe. I'm sure you like that. That's your jam.
Of course. Yeah. I love that. That resonates.
That resonates with you. And without naman the... Your space is a reflection of your mind. I mean, like, let's not go there. But I do feel like when your space is flowing, that is nga naman, di ba? Parang your place of... that's where you work, that's where you live. You want it to breathe. You want to be able to function properly in your space. So, yeah. So many things. More pa. Parang I want to talk about more, but...
Yeah.
Let's save that for Instagram. Yeah.
We don't have time. Ako naman, my favorite was the in the beginning pa lang when she said commitment.
Commitment, yeah.
Na when she committed to the art. And the art committed back to her, diba? It became her livelihood, diba? It became her, not just her parang therapeutic expression of her creativity, but also, diba? It was what sustained her. And it was very healing mentally, I guess, and physically as well.
Wait, I want to change my answer. That is that you're right. That is such a powerful thing. Commitment. That is, after all, what the universe wants from you or the Lord or whatever you believe in. When you commit to something, where your intention goes, energy flows. Amazing.
Yes. And last is yung count your blessings, and it doesn't have to be like major lifestyle, major life moments or milestones. Like as simple as having aircon, diba? And she said conversation with a friend, making it to her appointment on time. Those little, diba, things na parang in our head it's so simple, but in reality, yun nga, it adds up to a beautiful day. Mm-hmm. So yun, I love that commitment and count your blessings.
Yes. The little things that make up the big things in life.
Ganda. I love this interview.
Parang I'm still high from this interview.
Yeah, diba? The energy talaga is very uplifting.
Yes! And we hope, titas, that you are feeling this good energy. So go outside and be a blessing to others. Spread the joy. May we be all...
A blessing to others.
Yeah, a blessing to others. Make me an instrument of your peace. What are the lyrics of that song? But anyway, thank you, titas, for hanging out with us. Let's do this again next time. Don't forget to follow the show on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. This has been The Tita Project with Din and Tita K.
Let's chika soon.